Have you ever wondered what would happen if you launched a bouncy castle into space?
It would probably go bang, wouldn't it?
Well, it would if it was just normal bouncy castle, but Las Vegas-based space company Bigelow Aerospace have actually just this week successfully launched their second inflatable spacecraft into Earth orbit. It's actually made of some rather high-tech, tough material, so it doesn't go pop.
But presumably you don't launch it blown up, though, do you?
No, it's launched compressed and all basically rolled up around a central core. It's launched into space and then inflated when it gets there.
How big is this thing?
It's a fairly large thing. It's a couple of metres across, essentially. And it's sort of a cylindrical shape. This is the first sort of inflatable space station, commercial inflatable space station, that they're aiming to build up in space. And they're aiming to get the whole thing up there by about 2010 and get some people on there. And the actual final thing is going to be called Sundancer, this thing they're aiming
for. It's like a hotel,
2010.
Then.
Yeah, essentially. I mean, the first one for 2010 is going to be able to hold about 3 people.
It'll be quite a party up there, then.
Two's a crowd, three's a party, I guess.
Is that the staff? Or there won't be any staff?
Well, that's about all you can get, I'm afraid. So it's going to be basically a commercial sort of thing, maybe to do microgravity research on initially. But in 2012, they're going to be launching an extra add-on module. And once it gets to that stage, it's actually going to be bigger than the current International Space Station that we've got in orbit at the moment around the Earth.
But what's the actual basis for this? And then how does it actually work? Is it just sort of bobbing around in space? Is it in orbit? What's the basis to it?
Yeah, basically it's in orbit around the Earth at the moment. It basically is launched up into space and goes into orbit around the Earth. And it's inflated when it gets up there. And this is basically a test run. So at the moment all they've got on there is some instruments essentially and a lot of cameras. They've got 22 cameras on there on the outside and on the inside to sort of look and see how the thing's working and take photos and stuff like that of the Earth and actually of the craft itself. And actually, one of the things they were doing this time was they had a get your stuff in space sort of thing where you could pay to have them take stuff up there with them as they went. So a lot of people sort of paid to have photos and memorabilia and things taken up there. And actually the first photos have just come back and you can see all these little photos of various people sort of floating around on the inside of this space station.
What's this about a bingo machine?
Well, the idea is that they've got a bingo machine up there. They haven't tested it out yet. This was only launched just this week, and we've only got the first sort of pictures back from it on Friday. But within the next few weeks, they've got this bingo machine that's going to start playing bingo in space. So if you're
obviously going for a sort of older audience, an older visitor then, aren't
absolutely.
They?
Maybe if you've got your blue rinse on, you'll be really keen to get on this space station. But essentially, if you log onto their webpage, in the next few weeks, you'll be able to play space bingo, and who knows, maybe win yourself a few prizes.
I hope so. Watch this space, I guess, is the way to come out the back of that. But